Hello everyone, my name is Milan Gada. I'm a program manager in the Azure Media Services team. To start today's webinar, I'm going to talk for a few minutes about how our customers are using Azure Media Services for their businesses. I'll then hand it over to my colleagues, Adarsh and Amit, to talk about the indexer and player. My first slide is a representation of some of our customers. These customers are from all over the globe, and they are using our services for a variety of media workflows. Let me go over a few examples. So the first example is that of Blinkbox. Blinkbox is UK's leading on-demand, Blinkbox is UK's leading on-demand movie streaming service with more than 2.5 million active users per month. They have content deals with studios including Warner Brothers, Universal Studios, Paramount Pictures, Sony, and 20th Century Fox. In other words, they are in the same business as Netflix. Blinkbox uses media services to encode and stream movie content to a variety of device platforms. Media services meets their needs of having a reliable, scalable OTT delivery platform. Just few months ago, they were able to encode thousands of titles amounting to more than a petabyte of data within a week. That's the kind of scale you can achieve with media services. My next slide is about FansChoice.tv. So FansChoice.tv is a web property owned by NASCAR. And this is a perfect example of how cloud helped them launch this web property within a matter of weeks. Using FansChoice.tv, viewers can view live events from the racetracks as well as archived events after the event is over. This customer is extremely happy with the flexibility that our APIs offered in order to build their services. Now, another example that I have is that of NGSN, which stands for Next Generation Sports Network. These guys are a startup that is aiming to become basically the Netflix of sports. They are not a traditional broadcaster. Their entire business is based on online delivery of soccer matches to US and Canadian viewers. They chose Azure Media Services as their live streaming platform and are very excited to launch their business. The slide shows some of the numbers in terms of what they are expecting with their services. So this next slide basically is a high-level representation of the five major components that we offer in media services. So the first component here is about cloud upload and storage, because that's the first thing you want to solve, how to get media in the cloud for processing. We offer a variety of options. You can upload directly over the internet, or you can use a UDP-based technology partner such as Aspera to get your content in faster. As well as we offer, Azure offers another service called Azure Express Route, which essentially is a private connection to Azure, a highly reliable connection which speeds up to 10 gigabits per second. Also, all uploads are over SSL, so you can be assured that your data is secure, and we offer more security options on top of that to make sure you have a secure pipeline. The second box here is about encoding and indexing. So encoding is one of the core services that we built. And when using encoding in media services, you're not dealing with virtual machines. You are dealing basically just with media workflows. Your job is to define what you want to do. You tell us that these are the assets I want to encode in this priority order and at this scale, and we take care of the rest. Also, we offer indexing as a service, which Adarsh is going to cover in detail later, so I'll leave it up to him. The third box over here is about content production. So media services is built as an end-to-end secure pipeline from upload, encoding to delivery. And in that, we offer customers to choose between AES 128 encryption or Plarity protected encryption. One of the things that I would like to highlight here is that we offer a feature called dynamic encryption, which enables you to encrypt content just in time at the time of delivery. This offers the greatest flexibility as you can rotate your content keys at any time and you do not have to worry about re-encrypting your assets statically. The next box over here is about live and on-demand streaming. So we offer a streaming service. Once your assets are encoded, you can simply create streaming URLs out of them and then attach it to a CDN of your choice, or you can use Azure CDN. And that's how you can scale. One feature that I would like to highlight on the streaming is that of dynamic packaging. So dynamic packaging enables you to package content just in time. So you can choose to encode your content in MP4 once, and then we take care of delivering the content in smooth, HLS, Dash, or even HDS. So you save on storage as a result of that, as well as you do not have to re-encode your content to all the different renditions. Also, it is in a way future-proofing you. So tomorrow, if a new HLS protocol version comes up which has some other variation, we will just implement that at the in our streaming endpoints, and that way you will not need to do anything but just start serving the content. The last box here is about player clients, and Amit is going to cover that in detail, so I'm going to leave that up to him. So with that in mind, I'm going to hand over to Adarsh to talk in detail about the indexer. So Adarsh, on to you.
Hi, everyone. Adarsh Lanki here. I'm also a program manager on the Azure Media Services team, primarily focusing on our management portal and, as Milan mentioned, Azure Media Indexer. I'd like to get started by taking a quick tour of our current management portal so we can dig a little deeper in some of those boxes Milan was just showing on his last slide. Here I have my brand new demo account, which we can dig into, and we start off on the Quick Start tab. Here you'll find, sorry about that, looks like it wasn't actually sharing. All right. No problem, you didn't miss too much. So here we are on the Quick Start tab, as I was saying, where you can find a lot of useful snippets and links to help you get started using Azure Media Services. For example, here we've got the common management tasks, where you're able to upload video files from local or from Azure Storage, and also manage your secret keys, allowing you to rotate them as needed. This is useful for times like right now, when you accidentally share your secret keys to an entire live stream. So I'm going to go ahead and do that now so no one can steal my credentials. As we go down, you see we also have a very useful sample project here already hooked up with your credentials so you can get started developing right away, tweaking it as your use case needs. Or if you have an existing project, you can use some of our very useful snippets here that cover our workflows, such as uploading, encoding into various presets, and of course, delivery. The very bottom here, we have some very useful links to more in-depth documentation covering all these topics. Now I want to hop over briefly to the Content Protection tab, which is one of our newest tabs recently coming into GA off of preview. As Milan mentioned, content protection is very useful to help users protect their valuable content as it's being delivered over the internet to viewers. And while it's out of scope for this webinar, as Juan briefly mentioned, you have the choice of either AES 128-bit standard encryption or the studio-approved PlayReady DRM, offering more granular rights and restriction models. Now I'm going to jump over to the last tab here, the encoding tab, which allows you to configure your account's encoding capabilities. By default, all encoding jobs in Azure Media Services are run in a shared pool of what we call basic machines. But if you have a need for concurrency, or you don't want to wait in a long queue with everyone else, you have the option to reserve some encoding reserved units here. You can see as I scale it up, there's a nice equivalence here showing that 5 units equals 5 tasks, because the number of encoding reserved units you have equals the number of concurrent encoding tasks you'll be able to run. This is useful in cases like the Blinkbox scenario that Milan mentioned. When Blinkbox gains access to new customer titles, they want to be able to quickly spin up their encoding units, get their encoding out of the way, and then scale it back down, showing the flexibility and power from a cloud solution like ours. Also, you're able to change the underlying machine type from basic to standard or premium for 2 times faster speeds for encoding and 4 times in the case of premium. I can briefly mention the channels and streaming endpoints, although they're a little out of scope for this. These are the essential building blocks for our streaming and delivery workflow. I'm sure they'll be touched upon in a future webinar, though. And now we can get to the content tab. This is the most important tab, in my opinion. This is where you actually get to see your content. This is the launching point from which you can upload more content. You can have processing jobs with our various media processors. You can publish your content for external use on the internet. And you can even preview them here in the portal.
The most advanced holographic computer the world has ever seen.
So as you can see, I've already taken the liberty of uploading a video from our Windows 10 demonstration of the HoloLens. And I think right now I'm going to go ahead and launch a job with Azure Media Indexer. Take note of these two custom fields here, as I'll touch on them later and see why they're so important and how Azure Media Indexer works. So, Azure Media Indexer, you may have heard that before. What exactly is it? Let's dive in. I may be a little biased as the feature owner, but I find Azure Media Indexer to be the most exciting Azure Media Service offering to date. At a high level, Azure Media Indexer is a brand new media processor using state-of-the-art speech recognition technology from Microsoft Research to extract meaningful context from your multimedia. With the output files of Azure Media Indexer, users can enable searching of their audio and video files that contain speech content, and also extract subtitles and keywords, increasing both the accessibility and discoverability of their media. Oops, hopefully I lost my screen for a second. All right, so digging in deeper, Azure Media Indexer language models are based on deep neural net-based algorithms, which transform the digital audio signals of your multimedia into human language and words. One of the most important parts of Azure Media Indexer is automatic vocabulary adaptation feature. And this is those two fields I was showing you in the portal earlier. Indexer uses those two fields for this important adaptation step. This is very useful in the case of proper nouns. For example, if you know certain terms that will be uttered in your media, such as in this one, Azure, you can provide Indexer with some help by feeding them into the configuration XML, allowing it to scour the internet for relevant text documents, temporarily augmenting its vocabulary for the duration of your job. Azure Media Indexer app with a number of files. One of the most powerful of these is the binary AIB file to be consumed by our custom SQL Server iFilter. This file contains a probabilistic word lattice, providing data about potential word alternatives for each time segment, giving higher accuracy. In addition, Azure Media Indexer gives a keyword file in XML format and two subtitle files in the W3C standard time text markup language format and Microsoft's own synchronized accessible media interchange format for accessibility purposes. So what kind of scenarios does a product like this enable? All of the output files are incredibly valuable, actually, you'll find, to target a handful of scenarios. For now, I'm going to focus on two of these, one of which is video search. Imagine an enterprise corporation looking to streamline their e-learning portal. With Azure Media Indexer, they can enable a textual search on their existing web portal, making their vast content library immediately discoverable and less daunting to navigate. Furthermore, imagine the ever-growing push towards video in law enforcement. With Azure Media Indexer, a law enforcement agency can simply run indexing jobs on all of the body cam and dash cam footage, and then they'll be able to search their content intelligently. Actually, Azure Media Indexer is smart enough to ignore the silent parts of their video, efficiently indexing only the parts where there's audio content. This can be invaluable in the case of reviewing an arrest or discovering evidence in a court case. In addition to video search, as I mentioned before, Azure Media Indexer is useful for enabling subtitles. In just a minute, we can take a look at the subtitle files that came out of the HoloLens demonstration we saw earlier, and we can see just how accurate Azure Media Indexer can be for subtitling. Here I have just a few testimonials from some of our early customers. I think the most important one to note here is on the bottom left, from the Secretary of State of Georgia, touting the accuracy of Azure Media Indexer's adaptive language models on the southern accents of the Georgia State Legislature. I think it's apparent from the positive feedback some of our earlier users that there's high value in elucidating the previously opaque multimedia files that every organization and individual possesses by extracting the metadata using tools like Azure Media Indexer. Now let's take a look at some of the files that came out of the HoloLens demonstration. Here first we have the keyword file. At the top here, we have a list view of all of the algorithmically extracted keywords. You can see HoloLens, holographic high-definition lens, and a variety of other keywords automatically extracted from the video. As you scroll down, you can see a more granular view of the keyword showing the count and the average confidence level from 0 to 1, along with the time offset in seconds. The keyword file is very useful for enabling tagging or powering a recommendation engine. Next, we have the two caption files, or subtitle files. This is the SAMI file, and then we have the little bit easier to read on a screen, TTML format. As you can see, this looks kind of like an HTML document, where you have paragraph tags with attributes showing the beginning and end time of the phrases that were uttered. So we invented the most advanced holographic computer the world has ever seen. Look at that, a perfect transcript. But if you look in here, you will find there are some errors. Wherever you see ellipses, that usually denotes that the language model was unable to identify that word. Luckily, the Internet Explorer team created a great tool that actually is really useful for indexer users. Using this caption maker, you can simply grab the publish URL from the portal, if it's a publish asset, throw the URL in here, load the video up, and then you can load in your TTML file as well. Whoops. All right. And now you can see
Microsoft HoloLens
that you'll be able to watch the video. And actually, let's just go ahead and find an error that we can find right away. How about here? Here you can see that it says, you guys, dot, dot, dot. Take a look at what's inside.
You guys want to take a look at what's inside?
So it's apparent to me that it said, you guys want to take a look at what's inside. So using this handy tool, you can go in here, just edit the text, save and continue. And I can do this for the entire video, going through and finding all the minute errors, at the very end of which I can export it as a brand new TTML or the more succinct WebVTT format. So as you can see, this can be invaluable in scenarios where an organization or individual wants to transcribe a long video. So now instead of relying on long manual transcription process, Azure Media Indexer can at least provide that first pass, greatly reducing the amount of manual work required for perfect subtitles. So now you have a perfect subtitle file with manual editing and Azure Media Indexer as a great, very accurate first pass. Now what can you do with these files? So I'm going to show you now an example of a site created by Milan, actually, that demonstrates just how powerful Azure Media Indexer's output files can be. This is a demo search portal in which we've indexed all of Channel 9's corpus of media. I'm going to, just to keep with the theme, I'm going to search holographic here. And we'll see what we get. Take a look at this. The first video here, the Windows 10 briefing, as you may know, is where the HoloLens was first demonstrated. But if you notice, neither the title nor description contained the word holographic. In fact, if you scroll down here, and if you can read this green text, holographic was mentioned many times, but it seems like it wasn't until over an hour and a half into the video. But because of Azure Media Indexer, this video has a meaningful context for the users. So this search query gives you results that you wouldn't get otherwise. As you see, if you just click here, let's find one. You can seek right in the video.
Want to create a holographic app? Easy.
Right where you want to find. Next up, we're going to have Amit talking about our new player initiative on the client side.
Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Amit Rajput, and I'm a program manager in Azure Media Services. Today, I'm going to talk to you about a new player initiative called the Azure Media Player. So today, when customers ask for a player, there's a lot of confusion as there are many different players for different platforms out there. There are players available for Flash, Silverlight, the basic HTML5 video elements, as well as SDKs for Windows 8, iOS, and Android. These are only a subset of the player offerings that are actually available. To make matters even more confusing, each player has different features, involves writing in different programming languages, and each is capable of playing back different protocols from Azure Media Services, such as Smooth, HLS, and Dash. Luckily, Azure Media Player has magic to make development simple. Azure Media Player detects the platform capabilities and automatically selects the correct streaming protocol to playback on a wide variety of browsers and devices. There's no extra development process involved for this. Also, Azure Media Services allows for dynamic encryption of assets using AES 128 or PlayReady. On most devices, Azure Media Player is capable of playing back these encrypted contents from Azure Media Services. Azure Media Player is a simple player utilizing industry standards. In modern browsers and devices, Azure Media Player utilizes media source extensions, or more commonly known as MSE. and encrypted media extensions, or more commonly known as EME. When these technologies are not available, Azure Media Player falls back to Flash and Silverlight technology. Finally, on certain devices, such as iOS and older Android devices, the native HTML5 video element is used, which is used to playback HLS streams. Regardless of the underlying technology used for playback, developers have a unified JavaScript interface to call APIs. Also, the same player UI is used across all techs. All of this combined allows for a simple developer experience to provide playback across a wide range of devices and browsers. So far, I've talked about web browsers, but for app developers out there, there's a solution for that too. Using Apache Cordova, an HTML5 app can be packaged to create native apps for Windows, iOS, and Android. This allows developers to create a single app and deploy on a wide variety of devices. Alternatively, developers can create native apps and use a web view for the player portion of the app. So that's enough talking. Let's check out a demo. I'll start out with to show the player in IE on a Windows 8.1 machine. So as you can see here from the side panel, Azure Media Player is playing back the asset utilizing JavaScript technology and streaming Dash. IE is capable of this because of the fact that it implements MSE standards. Firefox, however, does not currently have MSE implemented, and thus would rely on fallback technology, which I'll show next. So this is a Firefox window open. And as you can see from the side panel here, the source format selected is actually smooth, and it's utilizing Flash technology. While I set up the next portion of the demo, I would encourage you all to try this on your own devices at home. You can check out this link, which is aka.ms/ampdemo. I'll give you a few seconds to type that into your browsers. On most iOS devices, what you'll find is that the player actually utilizes the native HTML5 app technology and is streaming HLS. On all of these platforms, even though different underlying technology is used, the same player UI is the same. Okay, so hopefully you guys had a chance to see the playback on your own devices as well. So as mentioned earlier, Azure Media Player is capable of playing back dynamically encrypted content from Azure Media Services. First, we'll check out dynamically encrypted AES-128 asset from Azure Media Services that requires token authentication. As you can see from the player, we are selecting AES protection and are able to add in a token. Once again, from the side panel, we can see that Dash is being served while utilizing JavaScript technology. And the protection we can see is AES 128 bit. Next, I will attempt to show you the same asset in Firefox. So this is a Firefox window. AES with token. Same token is added. The protection is there. Here, the source format chosen is smooth, and the technology is Flash. Again, it is capable of playing back the AES 128-bit encryption. Now, what happens if, just to show you guys that this is actually playing back an actual encrypted asset, I will attempt to give a bad token. So in this case, I will not include the token which is required to play back the asset. As you can see, there's an authentication error because we were unable to download the encryption key, which is actually showing you that the asset is actually encrypted and requires the token. So as mentioned earlier, AES is not the only type of dynamic encryption that can be played back from Azure Media Services. You can actually also do play-ready encryption. Here I will select a play-ready asset dynamically encrypted with token. And once again, a token is added to the token section, as well as the protection is now play ready. Here in IE, again, we can see that Dash streaming format is used and JavaScript technology is the underlying mechanism. This is again because IE implements the EME protocols that are standard in HTML5. Now, as you can see here, the protection is play ready. I will now show you the same asset in Firefox. So again, here I will select the play ready dynamic with token, update the player. And in this case, the source format chosen is smooth, and the technology is actually Silverlight this time. And again, here you can see that it is capable of playing back the PlayReady technology. Next, I'd like to show you how easy it is for you to put the player on your website. It's as easy as taking an embed code and putting it in. So here I've got an embed code, which is an iframe. I will copy this. And for just showing purposes, I will open up JS Fiddle, which is a simple way to test your HTML code on your website. JS Fiddle utilizes HTML, JavaScript, and CSS technologies. But this is the easiest way to show how you can add Azure Media Player to your web page. So I just copy and paste the iframe in. And I will run the page. And as you can see, the player pops up. And I'm able to play back the asset. It's as simple as that. Finally, earlier Adarsh showed you how to use the Azure Media Indexer. As Adarsh mentioned, the indexer can be used to create subtitles. Here is the asset that we had used on the indexer earlier, which was from the HoloLens demo. I'm able to actually select the subtitles and play it back in the player. As you can see, Azure Media Player is capable of displaying the subtitles track created from the indexer. Thanks very much for your time and letting me discuss the Azure Media Player initiative with you. I will hand control to Julianne next.
Okay, thank you, Amit. That was a great demo of Azure Media Player, and I hope everyone on the line had the chance to test it out on your own device to see the Azure Media Player in action. I wanted to take this time to go through any questions that may have been submitted, or if you have any questions top of mind right now, please submit them through the Q&A tool through the ON24 webinar program, and I will be sure to surface them here in the room. But one that I'd like to surface to Adarsh specifically, we have been getting some questions on the language support for Azure Media Indexer. And so I think most of we've answered those questions individually, but I think the group would just like to hear, currently, I believe we're in English, but hear some of the plans.
Sure. Yeah, for right now, as Julianne mentioned, we are English only for Azure Media Indexer. Although we are currently in the private preview mode for the Spanish language and plan to release new language models every 2 to 3 months from now on. I believe currently from the research team, the ordering is roughly Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, and then some of the other Romance languages. It's a little fuzzy after that, but.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, I think that we don't have a detailed timeline for all of those, but the best place for people to get updates on when we're releasing those new languages would be the Azure blog, which is blog.azure.com. Still on you, Adarsh, could you talk a little bit about how we're pricing and charging for Media Indexer?
Sure. Right now, at the lowest volume, Azure Media Indexer is $10 per hour. But as you scale more and more hours of content, the price significantly drops, I think landing at about $3 an hour at the highest volume.
Got it. And then I saw one here for, sorry, I'm just reading the questions. A lot just came in. Michelle, I think you just answered one on AES encryption. Does the player support AES encrypted content on iOS devices? Do you want to talk about your answer?
Yeah, so the question was, the iOS devices is not possible to attach tokens, so how do we do token auth for AES playback on Safari on an iOS device? So that is actually a very correct observation. So since Apple's stack implements the default HLS support in the browser, you cannot attach tokens to the request going out. However, when you're using our services, we are actually publishing a white paper shortly, which gives you some recommendations on how to work around that problem, and they require you to implement some additional backend support. But stay tuned for that. We are currently testing those approaches, and we have had success with those, so we will be publishing them out as white papers pretty soon.
Great. Thanks, Vishal. We got one question on the time frame of availability. So Indexer is available right now in English only, and Adarsh just spoke to the addition of multiple more languages. For Azure Media Player, we're currently in a private preview state, but I think we're targeting sometime in the spring to make the player available more broadly. Do we want to talk about, it's actually integrated now currently in the Azure portal, coming soon to be full integration into the Azure portal. So when you actually preview your media in your media services account, that will be leveraging the technology that's behind Azure Media Player.
So I noticed there's a few questions coming in for Indexer, so I'm going to handle them in batch right now. So first we have from David Barker. The automatic vocabulary adaptation, how long does the service take to transcribe the video's audio and have the transcription be available? So regardless of adaptation or not, Azure Media Indexer usually takes roughly 2 to 3 times the duration content, depending on how much silent noise there are and how much speech is actually in the video. But I think if the video is primarily speech, like perhaps a meeting or an interview, I think 3 times is our best estimate. Next, we have a question. Can you give us a sense of how accurate the transcriptions are given mild background noise in the audio stream? And this is a great question. But a question that's really hard to answer, honestly, because there's not really a way I can describe it. I mean, background noise will trick some of the algorithms, but it actually works fairly well. And if you want to follow up with me after the webinar, I'm happy to run some demo jobs on some of your content to help you feel more confident in the service. Another one is, can the indexer transcribe audio file formats such as MP3? And the answer is yes. Indexer supports a wide variety of formats, the whole list of which is on MSDN, including MP3, various other audio formats, and video formats. And lastly, we have, is the indexing done as files are being encoded or post-preparation? And the answer is that indexing jobs are separate from encoding jobs, so that while you can run them in parallel given enough reserved units, but they're not concurrent tasks. And that meaning you can't encode an index unless you have two separate reserved units. The indexing jobs go on the same queue by default as encoding jobs, as all media processing jobs.
So this is Vishal. I'll take a couple of player questions and pricing related questions here. So on the player, I think as Julian was mentioning, we are in a private preview right now. So we are select customers of Azure Media Services platform are trying it out right now. We hope to have it published for public consumption soon here, and please stay tuned via our blog for that. The player is going to be available to all Azure Media Services customers. So we're still working on business modeling around that, but we don't plan to charge for it. So it will complement our services. So it will help people using our services have a great experience on all devices. There were some other questions around BizSpark and MSDN. So the way the MSDN program works is you get a $150 credit that you can use against any Azure service. And in this case, Indexer would be one of the services you can use that credit against. And BizSpark pretty much works the same way. So you can use your credit against any Azure services. There was a question around PowerShell commands to manage and submit.
I mean, there's a question about, are there PowerShell commands to manage and submit media encoding jobs, configure streaming and encryption, etc.? The answer is not currently. We don't have PowerShell commands. We have REST APIs, as well as SDKs that make the job of working with these REST APIs easier.
Okay, great. Well, I think we went through most of the questions here. If you have any further follow-up questions, or Milan, do you see one that?
Yeah, there is. I think Amit, you're answering that. So the question is about does the Azure Media Player put in a thumbnail on the player automatically?
Yeah, so Azure, one thing that Amit pointed out about Azure Media Player is it is all the development happens using HTML5, JavaScript, and CSS. So any of the existing HTML5 APIs would work for Azure Media Player as well. So there is a poster API where you can set the thumbnail. At this moment, we will give you thumbnails from Azure Media Services jobs that you run, but we do require you to call an API to set them. In future, we are looking at more tighter integration with Azure Media Services, so stay tuned for that as well.
Great. So a couple questions have come in regarding how they can view an on-demand viewing of this webinar. So within 48 hours, we'll be sending out a link to the asset so that you can stream it on demand if you want to go through any of the demos or hear anything again. Additionally, I'll be posting this on our Channel 9 website, Azure Media Services channel via Channel 9. So I'd say the two action items post this event to stay most up to date on Indexer and Azure Media Player would be the Azure blog and the Azure Media Services Channel 9 channel. Additionally, my email address is jcarroll, jcarroll at microsoft.com. If you'd like to feed any questions to me on anything you saw today, I can make sure it gets to the right contact, and we can follow up with you to make sure that these capabilities are working for you. So thank you for everyone for joining today, and we look forward to having you again. We'll be having a webinar sometime in the spring focusing on some of the new capabilities that we'll be launching around NAB timeframe. So thanks again, and have a great day.